Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, Jeffersonians or Carlbottians or Californians. It's not Saturday. It's okay. You guys are all right so far.
What would they be? Boshians?
Boshians? I'm not sure.
Bottians. I don't know.
This is Free Fire Radio. My name is The Mouse, and I'm here with...
The Bear.
And we're filling in for Carl Bott this morning. So if this isn't the normal format or we mess up brutally...
We apologize.
We do apologize, yes. Directly to Carl Bott if he's already listening.
So I guess we'll lead off with the weather this morning. Looks like we're looking at scattered showers before 11 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a high of near 61 today. And wind will be calming and be coming out of the southwest for 5 to 8 miles an hour this afternoon. About a 30% chance of precipitation, but precipitation amounts should be less than 1/10 of an inch. So if we get anything, it'll be kind of misty and drizzly. Tonight, that's dropping off to a 20% chance of showers before 11 p.m., and that'll be clouding up with a low of about 43 tonight. And then tomorrow looks like mostly sunny with a high near 70, light and a variable wind. Sounds like a nice way to start the weekend. And Saturday night, we'll get partly cloudy with a low of around 48, and moving into Sunday, which is going to be Sunday with a high near 80. So it sounds like a gorgeous
weekend.
Yeah. Everybody get out there and get something done.
Go airsofting or something.
Oh, I fully intend on doing it Sunday.
Well, our weather is always sponsored by Shasta Gas Propane. They're family-owned and operated. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. So now we're going to go ahead and go to our Wells Fargo advisors with Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets are mixed on this last trading day of the week. Currently, the Dow's up 26 points at 16,599, while the NASDAQ's down 2 at 4,236, and the S&P 500's up 5 at 1,894. Oil's up 97 cents at $101.26 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.6%. Gold's up $14.60 this morning at $1,298, while silver's up 33 cents at $20.13 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Walmart's down 2 pennies at $77.44. Tesla Motors is down 34 cents at $225.06, while Citigroup is down a nickel at $47.63. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Josh. You can listen for our Wells Fargo Advisors weekday mornings at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 here on KCNR, brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors and Park Marina Drive in Reading. You can give them a call at 243-7561. All right. And now Spencer's here with Haven Humane. Good morning, Spencer.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Just got back from Switzerland.
How was that?
Amazing. I'm a little jet lagged, though. I keep waking up at 3 a.m. every day.
Well, this morning I brought with me, I think, one of the best dogs that we have at our shelter. I brought Spotticus with me.
Spotticus. I like it.
He is a one-year-old Dalmatian mix that unfortunately came into us as a stray, and his people never came looking for him. Spotticus, we have rated for a home with kids 8 and older just because he is pretty energetic, and he's still a young pup, so he bounces around a little bit, and he could easily knock over a small child and not even know that he did it. Spotticus does great with cats. He's a little fearful of other dogs, so it would take the right dog for him to get along with them right. And just, he knows all of his basic commands. He loves to play fetch and chase balls. It's hilarious. If you have a ball in your hand, he'll sit and he'll like instantly put his paw up like, okay, hi, nice to meet you, and want to shake your hand, so you'll give him his ball.
Aww.
He's quite the lover and just a sweet, adorable, adoptable animal that we have at our shelter.
He's a good-looking dog.
He is. He's cute. He's got little spots all over his ears. And
now, when we say Dalmatian, he's definitely a mix of a Dalmatian, but his whole body's like a solid white color.
Yeah.
And he's just got the spots all over his head. It's really, really unique.
Yeah, it looks almost like Dalmatian and a little bit of Staffordshire to me.
I don't think he has any Staffordshire in him. You can never really tell though unless you do, a DNA test on him. I mean, realistically, he could have anything in there. I mean, he could be part Chihuahua for all we know. But he's a great dog and he's available for adoption. So if you're interested in adopting him, you could swing by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road or give us a call at 241-1653.
And what are your hours out there?
We are open to view the animals from 11 to 5, Monday through Saturday.
All righty. Well done. And his name was Spotticus.
Spotticus.
That's a great name. Great name.
He's in Kennel 9.
Kennel 9. So if you want Spotticus, he's super, super cute. If you want Spotticus, you better go get him because I think he's going to go fast.
Yeah.
Right. Well, thank you, Spencer.
Thank you
for having us. You guys have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Bye, Spotticus. I love that name. That is just the cutest name in the whole world.
Is he going to lead the other dogs to freedom?
Yeah. Little puppy revolt going on. All right.
Well, now that we have Pet of the Week done, everybody should cruise down there and take a look at Spotticus and see if they're interested. He looks like a high-energy dog. He'd definitely keep a child entertained for sure, you know. I grew up with dogs and, you know, a lot of times it was just me and the dog out wandering and up to no good. And
that's good the truth too. My parents got us, my brother and I, a dog from, I think it was the Haven Humane Society. I'm pretty sure it was because it was down off of the road down there. Well, and, you know, I was about seven years old when we got him. So.
Yeah, I'm kind of biased towards Doberman. My first dog growing up was a Doberman, and it was funny is because my grandma could actually put me on the porch and the dog's name was Dobie, and she could say, "Dobie, watch the kid," and go in the house, and if I tried to wander off, the dog would actually pick me up by the back of my shirt and set me back on the porch and sit there and be like, "You're not going anywhere, kid."
That's awesome.
He was a great dog.
We were watching Anchorman 2 last night. Dobie's the name of the shark that Ron Burgundy ended up raising, so I'm giggling for a whole nother reason over here. But yeah, that's a good dog. I need to get a dog and train my dog to do that.
Yeah.
Hunter, don't get in there. Go get him. Go get him.
That's what you need. Dog to watch the kids.
But.
So what do you want to dig into first this morning? Start with the city council? McConnell?
I think we should talk a little bit about what happened to city council.
Yeah.
Because it's all over the newspapers. It really is. I was texting Robert the entire time. I don't know if you're allowed to do that, but I was doing it at city council meeting. I'm texting him. I'm like, Robert, you should have been here.
Well,
there's nothing on
like
the agenda, but
there.
It's hilarious. Oh, man.
Yeah, I guess Ms. MacArthur went after Gary Cadd pretty good about his expenditures.
Yes. You know, granted, he did spend $73.13 on travel expenses, but I think it was the manner in which it was brought up. Like, a lot of times, it's not so much what you say, it's how you say it.
Mm-hmm.
So it really came off as, you know, I'm sitting there, and for those of you who have actually seen me at city council meetings, I'm constantly scribbling in a notebook. And the thing I kept coming back to in my notebook is territorial.
Yeah.
Pure and simple.
You know, I was taught as a kid is if you're in trouble and you don't know which way to go, you sit and you throw dust. And they've been getting beat up on a couple things, the McConnell land deal and some other things.
Yeah.
And to me, it's like, okay, let's throw some blood in the water and watch the sharks start to stir so that we can distract some things.
Mm.
But I actually agree with Missy MacArthur. I don't think Gary Cadd should have to be going to all of these water meetings because Missy MacArthur is the water liaison.
Mm-hmm.
So why is Missy MacArthur not going to all of these meetings? Why does Gary Cadd have to do her job for her?
That's a very sturdy point. That really is. There's no argument with that, but a lot of people are going to say, oh, well, it's not her fault that she doesn't have the time or she doesn't view herself as a full-time councilman. But
then she shouldn't be
the liaison. But that's the thing where I have a crux with it is apparently it's the mayor who decides who the liaisons are. It's not necessarily who has a heart for what they're doing. And while I think for Missy MacArthur, water might be just more of a pet project, you know, something that she's interested in, but it's not something that she will pour her lifeblood into. Whereas Gary Cadd, I've never met somebody who doesn't know so much about water issues. Like, the man seriously impresses me when it comes to water issues. He knows what he's talking about, who's involved, and how to get things done.
Yeah, and, you know, for people to say that water is not an important issue here for the city of Reading, it's hugely important.
It's one of the biggest issues.
Yeah, especially when you have things going on right now under drought regulations. They're talking about cutting the city of Reading by 60%, which is a violation of the contract that we have.
It is, yeah.
And our water liaison, Missy MacArthur, is doing what to find out about that or defend us about that? And
she's getting mad at Gary Cadd for spending money to go talk to people who might be able to do something about that?
Yeah, that's maybe what it looks like to me. You know, and at this time, well, we're talking about trying to figure out ways to conserve water to help our brethren in Southern California. The city of Los Angeles is doing nothing to conserve water.
They have plenty
of water, and so we're up here at the source of it and trying to figure out how to conserve water and do our part to help. Meanwhile, the people that are most in need are doing nothing to help that out.
And we'll discuss that again. We're already hitting our first hard break, so we're going to talk about a little bit more about water and how the Southern California counties are not doing any cuts with their water, but up here we are. So we'll come back and we'll talk about more about that and what happened at City Council. This is Free Fire Radio. If you want to call in, it's 605-4567 or visit us online at kcnr1460.com.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans. Choice of soup or salad and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Well, it's 2014. Do you find yourself looking in the mirror and saying, I want to be a better me? This year, I want to feel stronger, have a more positive outlook on life, and feel like I'm controlling my life. Life isn't controlling me. Well, now's the time. Go to Adamson's Peak Performance, a gym where the staff has incredible integrity. Adamson's is a place where you can become a better you. Get fit. Call Adamson's now at 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance.
Welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio. I'm the Mouse, and I'm here with the Bear, and we are in for Carl Bott this morning. So you're just going to have to listen to 2 days of Jefferson Radio. I'm sorry.
Yeah, pretty much. I thought we were under orders, not too much Jefferson stuff.
Well, that's true, but North State stuff is Jefferson stuff.
I know. Everything that we talk about that's relevant is really Jefferson relevant.
But... this is a word from our sponsors, Alliance Heating and Air. They've been serving the North State for over 20 years now with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. They have warranties, guarantees. They're open 7 days a week, and they do 24 hours service. Alliance Heating and Air is a local business, so go and support them. You can call them at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Very good. So back to city council, and
don't you have one to say?
Yeah, I do. But I've got a plan to throw it in.
Oh, he's gonna slide it in there. Yeah. All right. Yes, we were talking about city council, but we have Jimmy on the phone. How you doing this morning, Jimmy?
Hey, I'm doing great, folks.
Excellent.
I don't mean to get off topic, but you guys were talking about the water issue, and I was wondering. I don't know if anybody's gone over this before or brought it up. But Jerry Brown was our governor during the last big drought in 1976.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering what he did about it then, what he learned from it, and now that we're having this other big drought, how has he applied what he learned from the drought in 76 to now? Or has he not done anything or learned anything? And I'll take my answer off the air.
Well, I would say that was actually a very excellent question.
It's a very thorough question.
And
yeah.
To be honest with you, I have no idea. But now I'm curious. I'm going to go home and find out after this.
Yeah, let me go ahead and write that one down. We'll go ahead and research that question for you, Jimmy. And unfortunately, we won't probably be able to get that today to you. So we'll announce it on the radio tomorrow during our radio show, Jefferson State of Mind. It's tomorrow from 8 to 9.
I do know that he has declared a drought emergency and made funds available to help with drought relief. I'm not sure exactly what those funds are going to or how money makes rain, but I don't know. We will find out for you, though. Thank
Absolutely.
You for the question. So,
and let me write that question down before I forget, so you're going to have to fill the air right here.
Got it. So we were talking about some of the things that happened at City Council and how our water liaison was basically beating up our not water liaison for doing her job for her. So, again, questions that I'd like to have answered. And apparently, Missy MacArthur also is not interested in hearing the people's questions.
Oh, don't.
Yeah.
He's going to get me all wound up now.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, what Missy MacArthur did at the very beginning of public comment is she said that she wants to move the public comment period, and granted, it's a half an hour of time where if you have any legitimate beef with what's going on with the city, or not necessarily with the city, but anything happening within the city limits, the city of Reading, city council can actually do something about, you go in during that public comment period and you have 3 minutes to explain the situation, and if you can offer a remedy or ask to have the item agendized or, you know, ask them to look into it. Issues that have been included in that is the local marijuana issue and law enforcement of it and rental properties. A huge one that always gets my goat up is when this lady comes, I think she's off of Mountain View, and she'll do like an update of how many wrecks occurred in their neighborhood because there's not a turnabout where there needs to be one.
Yeah, she's off Shasta View.
Shasta View, that's right. I knew it was a view.
All the time asking the council to fix it.
And the last time that she was there, she was explaining a car wreck that happened because some guy went around the curve way too fast and ended up in a little girl's bedroom sometime around midnight, almost killed the little girl. I mean, things like this that are really important to the area that people need to know and be aware of, Missy MacArthur Arthur wants to move to the very end of the agendized meeting so that she doesn't have to hear the negativity and things like that. She cites that there have been Girl Scouts coming to the city council meetings and that the Girl Scout leader, I'm not sure what they're called, will no longer bring the Girl Scouts on account that there are too many personal attacks during public comment period. Whether that's legitimate or not, I don't know, but you know what? City council meetings are to hear the people. The purpose of them is for the city council to listen to what the people have to say because they were elected to hear everything. They were elected to hear the good things, the bad things, the super bad things, the irrelevant things. They were elected to hear it all. So moving public comment until the end of the election, it seems like a cop-out to me. I don't like it.
It is. I think it's terrible. And basically what she's saying is I get beat up every city council meeting and I don't want to hear it anymore. So I want to inconvenience the citizens of Reading,
yes,
who have hired me, who are going to give me a lifetime of medical benefits to,
yeah,
and I don't want to hear what they have to say until after everything's all said and done. I want to make it as hard as possible and as inconvenient as possible for, yeah, my constituents to have their say.
And for those of you who don't attend city council meetings or you don't have the time to do so, the city council meetings start at 6 every other Tuesday, and they can go until 8 o'clock at night, or they can go until midnight or one in the morning, depending on how much is on the agenda. So, you know, put that public comment at the end, you're not going to hear from your people. But we do have Charles on the phone. How are you doing this morning, Charles?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I have a whole bunch of different things to talk, or I mean, to different subjects to speak briefly on each.
Okay.
Yeah, picture the metaphor of Q-bert hopping around from one cube to the next.
All right.
Yeah. What did Jerry Brown do about the drought 35 years ago, and what's he doing now? Well, I'm not sure of everything that he did, but one thing he definitely did was try to push for a peripheral canal. It was the same peripheral canal that his father, Pat Brown, pushed for back in the late 50s when he was governor. Jerry Brown pushed for a peripheral canal that would siphon water away from the north state and send it to Westland's water district and to the L.A. Basin.
Oh, you mean phase two of the Bay Delta project?
Well, the Bay Delta, I'm getting to that. But, I mean, the peripheral canal, there was an initiative that was put on the ballot in 1982. Brown was still governor then. And it would have funded construction of the peripheral canal. It went down in flames. And so what we have now and what we've been having for the past several years is this attempt to bring back the peripheral canal / Twin Tunnels project and to market it with some very clever conservation measures, which are the only reason they're there is to market the whole plan as a conservation plan and to basically get whatever incidental take permits they need to get from U.S. Fish and Wildlife.
That's a lot of what is going on with the Bay Delta Project. For those of you that are not familiar with the Bay Delta Project, is they want to float a water bond that your grandkids, my kids, are going to be paying for so that they can actually shuttle more water out of Northern California and to the mouth of the deltas down in the Bay Area for the fish, because they're actually worried about the salt content at the mouth of the rivers for a fish that is going to be coming up out of the ocean. And
they're really worried about the fish. They might do something about the overpopulation of seals and sea lions at the mouths of certain harbors, but they don't want to do that.
Well, we're going to have to hit to a break here real quick. And
thank you for calling in, Charles.
I want to mention our other sponsor for now, Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, is your place for great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's, serving caramel macchiato and every other coffee that you can imagine. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in California, proudly serving you in the finest of your tobacco needs, Tobacco and Brew, where veterans always get discounts.
Excellent. And one other thing I want to mention before we go to this break, there will be a State of Jefferson Town Hall meeting at the Elks Lodge in Red Bluff, 6 p.m. on Saturday. Mark Barrett will be speaking along with the Bear and I, and Tom Knorr, who is, I believe he's the head of the committee down in Tehama County.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking for the Shasta Lantern, we're currently trying to put those around the city here in Reading, but they will be available at the Elks Lodge on Saturday. So if you want to get a copy of the Shasta Lantern, it's a monthly newspaper, you can go ahead and get it there. This is Free Fire Radio. If you have any questions or comments, call in at 605-4567 or visit us online at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Welcome back. This is Free Fryer Radio. My name is the Mouse.
And this is the Bear.
We're in for Carl Bott this morning, and we're trying not to destroy his entire program.
Yeah, trying not to.
Trying not to.
And getting on to that, now it's time to throw some punches at the McConnell land deal.
Yes, yes there is. But before we jump to that, I do want to say this from one of his sponsors. It's from Crackmaster, and they say, don't replace your windshield until you explore all of your options. When you get your windshield repaired at Crackmaster, they guarantee that the damage to your glass will not continue continue to grow or your money back. They're located at 3208 South Market Street. And again, they're Crackmaster Windshield Repair. So if you have any cracks in your windshields, get them checked out. They're probably pretty reasonable and they're local. So. Mm-hmm.
And we do like local.
We love local. I love local businesses. People are just nicer at local businesses.
Well, you get better service.
You do. Because you have to see them at Walmart the next day.
Yeah. You go to a big box store and, you know, they just, you don't get the same level of service or care.
And if you need to use your warranty for whatever reason, you don't have to call a foreign country.
That's true.
Which is nice. You just call the business and they pick up and they're the person who actually sold it to you.
That's true.
So, yes, definitely go local.
So. On to the land deal, and yes. Today's the last day to collect signatures.
So if you are inclined, for those of you who have not been following what's been going on, the Turtle Bay land deal, basically what happened is Turtle Bay needed the McConnell Foundation to buy the property, they say, in order to build the Sheraton Hotel and a restaurant that's attached to it, not pay prevailing wages, because that would bump the project way out into the future where they couldn't actually afford it. But there's some groupie moments that you can join here. So I'm just going to go over the list with you guys. If you oppose the land sale deal with Turtle Bay, you can join Revolt. And this is the last day they'll be holding that petition drive. For those of you who support the land sale for Turtle Bay, then you have your own group that started, I think, earlier this week, and they're called Revive. But for those of you who would like to decide the issue on the ballot, I also urge you to join Respond. If you want City Council to look over it again, then you can join Redo. If you want nothing to do with this, then you can join Reject. And if you need this list to be restated, then you can choose Retry. I don't have very many witty moments in my life, so I had to read that again. That was from last week's Dave Jefferson.
Yeah.
Radio show.
And, you know, as we were saying, today is the last day for them to, collect signatures. I know that they took some to City Hall already.
And apparently to the tune of 8,000. So they're over the threshold, but now they'll go through the process of deciding if all the signatures are valid.
You always need more. So if anybody is still concerned about that, you haven't signed the petition. Get down to 900 Locust Street. You don't even have to get out of your car. Drive in there. They will run out. They will get your signatures. And everyone helps, because there will be some that will be disqualified. So you always need more signatures. So
you do.
If you have any questions or concerns about what's going on with this, at least get down there. Get a signature on there so we can actually have comment and have questions answered about this land deal, and have some kind of guarantee that what they're saying is going to happen is going to happen, even if we have to wait until the end of City Council to make our voice heard, because Missy MacArthur doesn't want to hear it.
I don't want to wait till the end. I never stay until the very, very end.
No.
I try not to. I have a family to get home to. I have to wake up early in the morning.
Well, I have some very serious questions about the McConnell land deal. And this is in absolutely no way an attack on Turtle Bay.
It's not. Everybody knows that Turtle Bay does really, really good stuff. And, you know, and it's not that we just want prevailing wages for unions either. This is legitimate concerns that people have about what's going on, you know?
Yeah, I love Turtle Bay. My kids love Turtle Bay. They do great things for the community. My first question is, can someone please explain to me how building a premier hotel to charge someone a premium to stay overnight at a place that they won't go to now is going to help anybody? That's my first question.
Mm-hmm.
Who came up with the idea that a hotel is the solution? So, you know, it could be a good chance I'm just an idiot and I don't get it, but I wish somebody that is smarter than me would explain that to me.
Yeah.
My second question is, if you need 4.9 acres to build this hotel and restaurant, why demand that the city sell you 14.7 acres?
Yeah.
What's the rest of the land?
Well, even Jones said that, the council member Jones, of course, he said that he would be more than willing to sell the hospitality parcel, as it's called, and that's the 4 acres that the bear was talking about, for the tune of $1. $1, yeah. Prime real estate, $1. But they wanted the whole piece, and they didn't want to do it that way.
Yeah, somebody explain that to me, because as Councilman Jones said, he would sell them the land that they need for $1, and then they could afford to pay prevailing wage, would actually be cheaper than what they're up to now, and it's a win-win for everybody. So if this is really about how much it's going to cost, why not take that deal? Because that's a sweetheart of the deal. take a gift from the city of Reading, admit it, pay prevailing wage like you're supposed to because it is a gift from a government agency, and get on with it, which would actually be cheaper than what they're doing. So what's really going on? I mean, it doesn't add up.
Yeah, the lines aren't quite connecting. I don't know. They say that they really went off on city council multiple times, you know, basically saying it's not about prevailing wages. It's about, you know, the fact that there's 88 years on the lease left,
yeah,
something like that.
80 years left on the lease.
Longer than I'll be around. Well, know, it's like, okay, I understand that. So you can't do necessarily the value of the property because you still have the 88 years of lease on it. But there's just so much going on with this. I think it's too much in the background. It's like, when city council breaks out and does, McConnell Foundation holds the lease.
No, Turtle Bay holds the lease on the land. McConnell owns the land now.
So, oh, I get what you're saying.
So an agency that is almost completely dependent upon the McConnell Foundation to exist is holding the lease on land that the McConnell needs. And my question is what if this hotel doesn't save Turtle Bay? What happens if Turtle Bay still goes under? What happens to the lease? Goes away. And who's got 14.7 acres of prime land for $600,000?
That's an interesting point. And something that's not been addressed, I don't think.
No, I mean, what happens if this is not the salvation of Turtle Bay? What happens to that land if Turtle Bay does go away sometime in the next 88 years?
Yeah.
Which is, in our economy,
highly likely.
Highly.
The only thing that's going to save Turtle Bay is the state of Jefferson.
Might be.
Not to ring that bell too much, but I mean, that goes back into another article that was in the paper. I don't know, this week, last week, about it was actually entitled "Where Are the Jobs for Young Adults?" And it talks about, it went into great length about the difficulty that young adults have finding jobs. And, you know, the Sheraton Hotel and the restaurant would bring jobs to the area. I'm all for that.
It would.
I'm all for that. So I really don't have, you know, a problem with them building the hotel or even building the restaurant. It's the fact that this was public land. This is taxpayer land. This isn't city council land.
And we did not get
a taxpayer.
We, as the citizens of Reading, did not get paid market value for our land.
Exactly.
Absolutely did not.
And the other thing is city council said quite often that if the people of the city of Reading want this, they want this. Well, if they want it, why are you so scared to put it on the ballot?
Yeah. Exactly.
Shouldn't it pass with flying colors? Because everybody wants this. But if it fails, I think that shows the disconnect that our elected officials are having with the people, even locally. I mean, as somebody said back in November, December, you don't have to go to Sacramento to find corruption.
No.
And Robert and I found that out a couple weeks ago. So it's, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, As citizens, you know, the price of, what's the famous price? The price of liberty is continuous.
Is eternal vigilance.
Eternal vigilance.
So.
And that's where the people of the city of Reading really need to be vigilant on the things that are happening.
Let
your supervisors know and your council members know exactly what you think about things, because they're not omnipotent. And last I checked, they were human.
Well, that's some of these people that we have sat down with and had conversations with. And there are some people that don't agree with what we're up to. They have their reasons for it. They're very reasoned people.
Yeah.
And then there are people that we have sat down with that are 100% against everything that we're doing because of their own self-interests.
I thought it was a philosophical differences.
When an elected official who has taken an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution looks across the desk at you and tells you that the Constitution of the United States is too generic a document to be enforced, do you know, have any idea, if you've met me, how hard it is for me not to turn that desk over and throw them out a window? Are you kidding me? And you're going to represent the people. This kind of stuff is not okay. And this is what we have to push back about.
Yeah.
But getting back to the McConnell thing,
my
biggest bone of contention, my biggest sticking point is not only is there no guarantee in the deal that they'll do any of this, but McConnell specifically had inserted into the land deal that they, A, do not have to build a hotel. B,
they pulled all the amendments out. Yeah.
They pulled it all out and then reinserted wording. It's actually in there that they don't have to build a hotel. If they do build a hotel, they don't have to give those funds to Turtle Bay. Why is that in there?
Really?
It's not that
that
guarantee is missing, but there's actually exact wordage in there saying that they don't have to guarantee it. Why? Mm-hmm. Why did you specifically request that in there if everything's on the up and up? That's my biggest kind of, wait a minute, you know, the antenna's twitching here.
Yeah. So. And that's the thing is you never give the bear a ball.
No.
Never give him a ball.
No.
It's bad.
Yeah. See, I go from hibernation to attack.
Yes. Especially if there's food involved. But we have a caller. Oh, no.
We lost him.
Bill, call back. Call back, Bill.
Well, while we wait to see if Bill calls back, I'm going to touch on another one of our sponsors, Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition is the North State's nutrition experts with the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. In the in-store deli, 4 nutritionists on staff to assist you. Classes on health and diet and raw and organic food are just some of the reasons to shop Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle. And if you've never been in there, go check it out. It's really kind of a neat store.
It is.
All kinds of great stuff in there. They actually carry ginger beer, which is non-alcoholic, but I have a huge addiction to ginger beer. It's great.
Did you notice that the bear just talked about food?
Yeah.
And also another one of Carl's sponsors is the Redding Spray Service. They have 20 years in Redding here that they've been working, and they're offering pest control, weed control, tree spaying, lawn treatments. So as we're getting into spring, you know, start looking at your yards and your lawns and see what you can do to clean it up, make it better, and just make it absolutely livable for a beautiful spring. I think it's going to be a great spring. Summer, I think it's going to be horrible, but spring will be nice. So call them at 221-3007 or visit them online at reddingspray.com. And we're going to go to another break. Yes, we are. This is Free Fire Radio. This is the Mouse and the Bear. We're in for Carl Bott this morning. If you have any questions or comments, Bill, we're waiting for you to come back. Call us at 605-4567 or visit us online at kcnr1460.com.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a salute to the veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise, too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise, like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. Special upgrades are available if reserved by November 30th. That also means a low deposit of $200 per cabin. So give us a call right away.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans, choice of soup or salad, and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
Hot cars and cool April Nights is back at the Reading Civic Auditorium for the 25th Cool April Nights Car Show, April 19th through 27th.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display. The cruise and rock and roll concerts all week long.
There's nonstop entertainment featuring Enterprise Starship, the Hot Rods Band, Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch Wave, and a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much more.
Discount advance tickets available now for only $8 at Cicada Cantina on Hilltop Drive, participating Napa Auto Parts stores, or online at the Cascade Theater.
Don't miss the 25th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Reading Civic Auditorium April 19th through 27th.
This is an event the entire family will love.
Sponsored by Campora, Cross Petroleum, Crown Motors, Macy's, Peterson Cat, i5 Rentals, Classic Hits 105.3, Dutch Brothers, and Pepsi. For more information, log on to coolaprilnights.com.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is
Duran Duran. That was awesome.
I know. I'm sitting here. I'm rocking out to it. Savannah has great taste this morning.
I just had a flashback of me in eighth grade in a Levi's denim jacket with the Metallica patch on the back, sneaking my buddy's old man's cigarettes in the bathroom at school.
I never thought I would say this, but you've dated yourself. Oh, man.
This portion of our show is brought to you by Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects at 1760 California Street in Reading. Go on down there and take a look at their stuff.
Yeah. So. This is The Mouse and the Bear. We're in for Carl Bott this morning, and we're starting to wrap up the first hour. If you have any questions, comments, anything you want to say, you can call in at 605-4567 or visit us online at kcnr1460.com. We do have a few people already in the chat room. There's about four of them in there, yeah.
That's good.
So...
Yeah, even if you want to go call and just go get off the radio, you knuckle-dragging welfare parasite. For those of you that listen to our Saturday show, you'll understand that.
Yes, this is a long, long-running description of what people think of us here in the North State.
Yeah, we Jeffersonians.
Yes.
So, do you want to talk about the new paper that's in town?
Yeah, I think we should talk about it a little bit.
Yeah. What do we got here? We got the Shasta Lantern.
It is. It's called the Shasta Lantern. Right now, it's a monthly newspaper. And the reason why the group of the three of us here have started this newspaper is because the Record Searchlight is not hitting on the topics that are actually affecting you. They're very often actually missing important information that they're either ignoring purposefully or the reporters don't have any interest in actually saying. Unfortunately.
I would believe that the Record Searchlight is intentionally obtuse. Go ahead, Silas. Go get your dictionary out and figure out what I just said. So, it's horrible. And the bias of the Record Searchlight is so glaringly obvious.
And it was especially obvious this week. And whether you agree with the whole travel expense gig or if you don't or do like Gary Cad's politics as a fiscal conservative, the bias that was in that paper was just unbelievable. And, you know, folks, when I talk about city council meetings, I was sitting there and watching it, you know.
Yeah.
This isn't, you know, I heard from somebody else that this is what happened. This is I sat there, I listened to it with my own ears, and I'm telling you what happened. And what the paper says happened is only half the story. The way that Misty MacArthur went after Gary Cad was really and truly... I believe out of line. I'm not a politician, so maybe I just have, you know, layman's morals or something. But she really went after him, and then he had a few minutes to discuss what she went after him for. And to my knowledge, she refuted every single thing that she said. He had permission to go by Kurt Starman and Craig, who's, I think, a deputy manager, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean,
really, why are you attacking Gary Cad for doing your job for you, Missy?
Yes.
Why are you not the one at these water meetings? Why are you not the one that has concern about what's going to happen to the people of Reading about water rights?
Really and truly, yes.
And you, Missy, you really want to get into talking about wasting the city's money? Let's talk about your pet project, the Stillborn Stillwater Business Park. How's that going for us? You want to talk about wasting the city's funds?
How many millions of dollars?
Let's talk about Stillborn Business Park.
Yeah.
But come on.
That's another reason why I think that some of our elected officials especially are disconnected is one of the things that Missy MacArthur said is she said, if I want to go to any of these things, I'll do it on my own dime. Well, that's good for you. You know, good job. You know, thank you for having a job and paying into the system and, you know, cashing some money away. But the rest of us don't really have money to just sock away and use for our fun expenses because, we don't have the money like you do. And that's another reason why I think there's a disconnect between politicians and the people.
Yeah, not all of us.
Us plebeians, is we don't have the money.
Yeah, not all of us collect alimony checks from Red Emerson.
I wouldn't go that far with it.
Well, I will.
But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's a disconnect. It really and truly is simply a disconnect. And that's one thing also that Gary Cad brought up that was not mentioned is he doesn't have the money to just say, oh, well, I'll go on my own dime. And a lot of people don't.
No.
So. But yeah, so our newspaper is the other side of that. It's things that you're not going to see the Record Searchlight print. And I mean, for a very, very long time there, you know, just going off of the Jefferson gig, for those of you who have read some of my articles, I'm not an illiterate person. I do put a few sentences together fairly well, I would say. I couldn't get articles published in the paper on account that I would just get emails from some of the editors of the page. They wouldn't print it, but they would email me back for days on end, and it was very frustrating. So it's another reason that we are starting the Shasta Lantern, and we're really working on it and getting some articles in there, is because a lot of you, they don't want to print your voices. They don't want to.
No. And we've come to experience a lot of it that we know for a fact people that are sending opposing views, people that are sending in the other side of the story, and the Record Searchlight has no intention of printing it, no desire to print it. You know, we were hoping for an improvement when Bruce the Deuce Ross was gone, but even now that he's gone, we're still not.
Well, that's the interesting thing, though, is I'm actually getting printed a lot more now that he's gone. And if you notice, the editorial page has actually changed. I have found that in the last couple of weeks, about the last week and a half, when I actually get my newspaper, mind you, I'm getting it every day now, which is awesome. And for those of you who've been following the saga of Kayla not getting her newspaper at her house,
yeah.
Now that I'm getting it almost every day, I have found that I actually agree about half the time with what's being said in the editorial page, which is shocking.
Wow.
Yeah. So about half the time they're getting it mostly-ish right.
Mostly-ish.
Mostly-ish. About half the time they're getting it half right, which is 25% of the time, which is better than what we can say for the Democratic caucus right now and then the state Senate.
You mean the new lack of supermajority?
Yeah, I mean, when 10% of the Democratic senators are in prison, I'm just saying you might
have a problem.
They're not in prison.
They're suspended with pay.
With pay, you know, pending huge indictments from the FBI and, yeah, everybody else.
And we'll definitely be digging into that on the next hour. We got some places to go with that one.
Yeah, we do.
Because there's a lot of our elected politicians that are telling us that we need to reach across the aisle to these people to get the North State fixed. Why is Leland Yee going to give us a percentage of his gun running profits? is that how he's going to help us
with
out?
The guns that he was selling over there? Though I wouldn't mind getting a gun or two.
Well, there's some interesting things that are coming up that it sounds like when we had Ambassador Chris Stevens over in Benghazi funneling weapons to Turkey so that they could give them to Al-Qaeda in Syria, some of those weapons have made it to Philippine Muslim camps, and that's what Leland Yee was tied up with the Hong Kong Mafia, and they were actually trying to buy man-portable anti-aircraft weapons. That's what's starting to come out is...
Well, you know the phrase, go big or go home, right?
Yeah. I mean, wow. Talk about establishing global industry. It's amazing some of the things that are going on.
Yeah.
And if the rumblings that we've kind of heard are true, Leland Yee is not the end of this. He is the start of this.
Yeah.
That this may be endemic throughout our state Senate, that there's some people that are kind of like a cat on a hot tin roof right now, one waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah.
So some really just kind of wow.
Yeah.
You know,
the thing that gets me the absolute most is if you support gun running and, you know, you want all these to be legal for people in California, I mean, I don't think that the average person should have anti-air missiles, myself. I think that's probably where, you know, you should draw a line. But if you firmly believe that everybody should have these, you know what? Power to you. Don't really see you getting elected, but okay, you know, you can have that. It's when your platform is anti-gun for everybody here in the state of California, and then you're selling it to terrorists overseas. I kind of have an issue with the hypocrisy of that.
Well, yeah, A+ rating from the Brady campaign, A
yes.
number, and A+ from Gun Runners United.
Gunrunners United.
Wow. What a way to figure out how to make everybody happy.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. And you know, I don't care if you completely disagree with me with like 99% of our politics. You know, this is America. Okay, mm-hmm. That's the reason why America was founded, is because we're a bunch of people who don't agree with each other, and that's awesome. But if you have to actually believe what you preach.
Yeah.
And I don't care if you are the most left-wing, you know, I believe that the earth is everything, and you know, environmental, anti-gun, anti-religion, anti-everything that I believe in, that's perfectly fine as long as you believe it. As long as you live what you preach, I don't care, because at least you actually believe it. It's when you spout it and you don't believe it. That's where I have an issue.
Yeah, no patience for hypocrisy.
No patience. So this is the Carl Bott Show, Free Fire Radio. We are in for him today, and we'll be back next hour. We'll see you in a few.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
The government says employers added 192,000 jobs, unemployment holding steady at 6.7%. Some economists had been hoping for a decline. Foreign ministers from across the European Union are gathering in Athens today and tomorrow for an informal meeting with talks to focus on the situation in Syria and Ukraine. British Foreign Secretary William Hague says Europe is ready for another round of sanctions against Moscow.
The position remains as serious as before. We haven't seen real de-escalation by Russia. And therefore, Europe must not relax in preparing a third tier of sanctions.
Meanwhile, Secretary of State John Kerry sounding as though the U.S. is just about ready to throw in the towel as far as trying to stimulate the Middle East peace talks.
We're not going to sit there indefinitely. This is not an open-ended effort, never has been.
Kerry says it is regrettable that the Israelis and Palestinians have taken steps over the past few days that are, in his view, not helpful in promoting peace and ending the decades-old conflict. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average eking out a positive gain in early trading right now. It's up by about 25 points, and this is SRN News.
The resurrection of Jesus Christ. Franklin Graham says, let's celebrate it in a big way.
This Easter, we've got a tremendous opportunity to invest in the souls of men and women. And that is an opportunity to show the cross with Billy Graham.
God used the cross to bring tens of thousands of people into a relationship with Jesus during last fall's My Hope America outreach. This Easter, share the cross with people you love who don't yet know Jesus. The Cross. Get your DVD today. Go to myhopewithbillygraham.org.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
Crews searching for that missing Malaysian airliner now just have a few days left before the pings from the plane's two data recorders are likely to stop transmitting. Angus Houston, who's heading up the joint agency coordinating the search, Flight 370, says a targeted underwater hunt for pings put out by those black boxes is now underway.
It's not just Ocean Shield that's doing the search with a towed pinger, but HMS Echo, the British oceanographic ship, which is coming on a converging course.
A black box's batteries lasted only about a month after a plane crash, and today two ships with sophisticated equipment began searching extensively underwater. The manager for retired Formula One star Michael Schumacher says he now shows moments of consciousness and awakening more than 3 months after suffering serious head injuries in a skiing accident. This is SRN News. A staple in malls and airports nationwide, Brookstone is seeing Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection as part of its $147 million sale to Spencer Spirit Holdings.
The purveyor of all kinds of quirky gadgets says its 240 stores will stay open and it will be business as usual. The New Hampshire-based company announced last week it would be acquired by Spencer after it filed for bankruptcy protection. Brookstone was hit hard by a more pragmatic consumer during the recession and then by growing online competition.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. A wide swath of severe weather is stretching across the middle part of the country. Yesterday, National Weather Service forecaster John Carney.
I had some reports of tornadoes in our area, but nothing that we can confirm yet. Some damage. Some trees have been damaged. And
hailstorms in Arkansas, Oklahoma, and North Texas were some of the size. The hailstones were baseball size. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Jeffersonians, Boschians, Californians. This is the Jefferson Kids, but it's not Saturday.
I know.
It's weird. It's like we've invaded the Carl Bott Show.
You have entered the Twilight Zone.
Yes.
Well, getting on to weather, we're looking at scattered showers today before 11 a.m., mostly cloudy with highs near 61. We're currently at 50 degrees. Winds will be calming this afternoon, about 5 to 8 miles per hour out of the southwest, looking at about a 30% chance of precipitation. And any precipitation that comes down, though, is going to be light with less than a tenth of an inch accumulated. Tonight, it's going to be dropping off to a 20% chance of showers before 11 p.m., then going mostly cloudy with a low of around 43 and about a 5 to 7 mile an hour west to southwest wind. Now, tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunny with a high near 70. Sounds gorgeous and springy. And then Saturday night, it's going to cloud up a little bit with a low around 48, about a 6-mile-per-hour northwest wind. And then Sunday, it sounds absolutely spectacular for airsoft weather, sunny with a high near 80. I think I'm going to be down in Anderson at U.S. Airsoft tossing around grenades and shooting at my buddies.
Yeah. And our weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They are family-owned and operated, so give them a call at 365-3793. And now it is around 8:10 where we go to our Wells Fargo advisors, and this morning it's Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets remain mixed in the second hour of trading. Currently, the Dow's up 7 points at 16,579, while the Nasdaq's down 37 at 4,200, and the S&P 500's up 1 at 1,889. Oil's up 89 cents a barrel at $101.18, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.58%. Gold's up $13.10 at $1,297, while silver's up 28 cents at $20.09 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Home Depot's up a nickel at $79.65. Goldman Sachs is down 33 cents at $165.75, while Visa is down $4.64 at $210.32. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Josh. You can listen for our Wells Fargo Advisors at 710, 810, and 905 here on KCNR, brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. Give them a call at 243-7561. And this is from Anselmo Vineyards. Wow, I can't say that. Anselmo Vineyards. They're at 28740 Inwood Road out in Inwood Valley. They're a family-owned premium winery of distinction. And on April 20th, they're going to have an Easter brunch at 10 a.m. So if you want to head on out to that, you can go ahead and do that, 28740 Inwood Road. You can give them a call at 474-5546.
Yeah, there you go. And before we dive back into gun running Leland Yee and Raymond Shrimpoy Chow.
You know, all the things that make you proud to be a Californian.
That's right. going to mention another one of our sponsors, Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, Reading. Is our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol. Having their gunsmith work on our guns or buying ammo, John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222.
Lots of twos in there.
There is a lot of twos. So, several deuces. So, back to Leland Yee, the gun runner. And what is going on? For those of you that don't know, Leland Yee, who is a state senator out of, represents most of South San Francisco and a good portion of North San Mateo County, was indicted by the FBI for being a gun runner.
Yep.
He and 26 other people were arrested, including a guy called Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow. How do you get a nickname like Shrimp Boy?
Yeah.
What is that a reference to? That's something.
It's got to be something that stuck, you know, from junior high onward, you know.
Yeah, his ex-girlfriend gave it to him. I mean, who knows?
Careful, the Hong Kong Mafia might come after you now.
They might. They might stick out.
That's true.
So anyways, he's been indicted on basically fraud, influence peddling, and a couple of counts of gun running.
Mm-hmm.
And through the Hong Kong Mafia connections, allegedly, all of this is allegedly.
Yes. Yes. Innocent until proven guilty.
He has been running guns with Muslim groups in the Philippines. The entire time, while he is fighting to disarm Californians and destroy the Second Amendment here, the entire time he's trying to disarm us, he's trying to help armed Muslims bent on killing Americans.
Mm-hmm. Disarming us, again.
Yeah, I have a word for that, and the Constitution defines the meaning of that word, and it's treason.
It is.
It is absolute treason. Now, my question is, do you think they're going to treat it as treason?
No, absolutely not.
Or do you think he's...
They'd only treat it as treason if he wasn't an elected official.
Yeah. So,
why do you think Snowden's being called a traitor, but he won't be? He'll never be called a traitor.
No. So,
yeah.
And I mean, what's more likely to happen? He'd be declared a traitor for giving aid and comfort to our enemies and be treated as a traitor? Or is he going to do 6 months sitting in a cell or in a bungalow at Club Fed, sitting next to Martha Stewart while she teaches him how to make a shank out of a toothbrush and then doll it up with some fingernail polish? I mean, really, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's another where this disconnect really happens between the elected officials and us plebeians out here is if a plebeian was caught doing this, oh my word, they'd be in prison, they'd probably be dead by now. I mean,
they would be arrested under the Terrorism Act and they would
at the very
jailed
least.
Without representation.
Mm-hmm.
They would be locked away and probably not heard from again.
Under the NDAA Act of 2012, at any undisclosed location throughout the world, even in foreign countries, without due process if they want it.
Yeah. If it had been me running guns to Filipino Muslims, I'd be sitting in Guantanamo and my family would be trying to figure out where I went.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. He went to the store one day and didn't come home.
Yeah.
You know, but we don't get the same treatment.
No. They get suspended. With pay.
With pay.
So you're still paying this guy, even though he's a traitor.
Yeah. Allegedly.
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 But I'm just saying, if you're allegedly a traitor, you should just say, you know what, keep the money for the next couple months. We'll just, you know, let's build a bridge, even if it's just like one little boat attached to another, you know.
And the thing is Leland Yee makes the third this year.
Yeah. This year. It's only April, folks.
Yeah. And what has happened is actually the Democrats have lost their supermajority in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And now they actually do need some bipartisan help to get some things passed. Not a lot of it, a little bit.
Yeah, only like one or two people. That's bipartisan in California.
Yeah. And because we've had other ones. We've had Ron Wright in Southern California.
Yep. And Calderon.
Yeah, and Wright is no longer under indictment. He's actually been found guilty by a jury of election fraud and perjury. Still suspended.
With
still a state
pay.
Senator. Yeah, with pay. And he's been found guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And then you move on to Ron Calderon, who has been indicted under federal perjury or federal fraud, mm-hmm. influence peddling, suspended with pay. And the state Senate has basically taken the attitude of, oh, well, people are actually starting to pay attention. We're going to have to ask you to take a leave of absence or we're going to have to suspend you. And these are the people that our elected officials are telling us to reach across the aisle to.
Yes.
No. No, as one of your constituents, do not reach across the aisle to these people. They're scum.
Have some standards.
Yeah, they're criminals. I do not want my elected officials making deals with the devil so that you can feel better about yourself and pretend like you're doing something. That's not what I want out of my elected officials. Stand up for what's right. And when you know these things are going on, scream it to the heavens.
Mm-hmm.
It actually represents your people.
Yeah. So. Yeah, no, it's just simply appalling how, you know, again, I talk about the disconnect, and it's not just Republicans and Democrats or rural and city. You know, you do have the classism too in there. You know, and you can go down to city council. We saw that classism come out very quietly, you know, from a city council member on Tuesday.
Well,
you know.
What did you see happen?
With MacArthur?
Yeah.
Well, I have the money to pay for these, so since I have the money, Gary Cad should not be asking the city to fund him to go onto these several meetings and different things like that in order to educate himself to better represent you. He should use his own money. Well, what happens when you elect somebody who's actually of the people, you know, not having a trust fund or alimony checks or anything like that? When you actually elect somebody who is one of you,
mm-hmm.
somebody who makes $35,000 a year.
Well, okay.
If that. I mean, the guy's now retired. I don't know how much he makes.
You know, now that MacArthur has said that mm-hmm. she can afford to go to these things herself, there's one less excuse for her not to be there. You know, she can't make the excuse, well, I haven't attended these meetings because I don't want to burden the taxpayers.
Yep.
So you are the water liaison, Missy MacArthur. Why are you not liaising with the water boards and things?
Yeah.
You know, and since you have volunteered to do it at your own expense, that's one less excuse. Why aren't you out there defending and finding out what's going on?
If you can afford to do all this on your own, why are you taking the public health program for city employees? You don't work full time. Why are you taking it if you have that much money?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, I think that elected officials, personally, I think that elected officials should be able to have health insurance and dental and all that while they're serving. The second you're out of office, it's done.
Yeah.
It's done. So, yeah. You know,
You're out of office, you can deal with COBRA like the rest of the citizens and figure out your own insurance.
Yeah. I firmly believe that. I don't care if you've served 20 years. You know, you collect a pension for a reason. It shouldn't be pension and health and all of the other stuff that goes along with it. Because the truth of the matter is Robert and I are paying for all of our older generation. Mm-hmm. Our children are going to be paying for our generation, the generation ahead of us, and the generation ahead of them. Our children's children is going to be paying, you know, through the roof for all of that. And eventually, it's going to collapse. And as I was telling Dan Fagan, you don't want it to collapse.
No.
You don't want it to.
It will not be pretty.
It will not. You will have Depression era Civil War. It's just going to happen.
Yeah.
Not to be like, you know, a total downer. It's only 8 o'clock in the morning, but yeah.
Yeah.
We
have to stop doing things the way that we're doing in this country. It's mm-hmm. not working. It's no longer a question of ideology or any of that. Look at what's going on. Mm-hmm. Look at what is going to happen to your children. Look at what is going to happen to your grandchildren. You know, do we really have to mortgage the future to subsidize the present's failure? Is that's really responsible?
Mm-hmm.
That's good stewardship of our country that's handing something off to our next generation?
Yeah, what are you giving them? Because you should be giving them opportunity. You should be giving them pride. You should be giving them the foundation so that they can better America in the future. You shouldn't be saddling them with so much debt that they are simply looking for a way out. But we'll talk about solutions to those problems when we come back from this break. This is the Carl Bott Show. Jefferson Kids are in for him today. You can call in at 605-4567 or visit us online at kcnr1460.com.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night, served with creamy mashed potatoes and sauteed green beans, choice of soup or salad, and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tay Van Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tay Van Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Hey, honey, our spa was delivered today. Want to hop in?
Wait, a spa?
Yeah, they made it easy. Shasta Spas and Barbecues offer maintenance, chemicals, covers, and parts. All made in America.
I love that. Hey, do they offer veteran and senior discounts?
Yep. Now can we go in the spa?
I'm in. Oh, where'd the gazebo come from?
I was on a roll. Tomorrow we can go back and get a fire table. Shasta Spas and Barbecues, 1872 Buenaventura, just a half a mile west of Highway 273. Call 241-3100 or go online to ShastaSpasAndBarbecues.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. And we're not going to take it.
No, I've had enough. I'm over it.
I think Savannah's really in tune to what we're doing today. If you need to go get a haircut anytime soon, the Cypress Square Barbershop is located at 2463 Athens Avenue in Reading. You can give them a call at 244-9478. And as Carl always says, this is man's last domain or stronghold. Yes, his last stronghold. So if you are a gentleman who needs to escape, the Cypress Square Barbershop is the place to do that. But we're talking about corruption in government. We're talking about a lot of things that some people would say, well, that's so far removed. Who cares what's happening in Sacramento? Well, what happens in D.C. and what happens in Sacramento has a huge role in what happens in the local area. And as most of you know, between the mouse and the bear here, we are huge supporters of the state of Jefferson, of localizing our issues so that we can deal with them better. And the reason for that is because when we look around, we don't see opportunities for our generation and the next generation that should be there. And the reason that those aren't there, as was summed up in a great article this last week, of where are the jobs for young adults? The issue here in the North State is the fact that there aren't enough jobs for young people here. This is a retirement community for the most part. And if you're unfortunately, if you don't have a job, you're probably partaking in social services and welfare services and things like that.
Well, that's another thing that one of our elected officials expressed to us.
Yes.
They were completely comfortable with there being absolutely no future for the youth because they don't think growth would be a good thing.
Yes. He doesn't support the state of Jefferson because, in his words, some people here don't want growth. Well, that's very interesting, considering you have to have growth to survive. I mean, that's just natural.
Economies go in two directions. They go up
and they go down. They don't really stagnate very well.
No, they don't stay stasis.
But the director of the Center for Labor Market Studies at Northeastern University in Boston, speaking about young adults, said that the bottom fell out and everyone should be terribly concerned about that because you have a lot of young people who are losing opportunities to build their work experience. And this is a nationwide problem. This is something that every single one of you need to really think about and be aware of is that not to be like, oh, poor us, poor me generation, but the millennials will be the first generation with a standard of living lower than their parents.
Wow. That sounds like success to me.
Yes. So we're doing really good. And that is, it's got a hyphen there and it says, assuming an older generation doesn't beat us to it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really want to leave a legacy to your kids, to your grandkids, nieces, nephews, cousins, the next generation, any next generation individual that you know, do you think it will be done well by adding more debt? Or do you think it will be done well by bringing industry, by showing hard work ethic, by not mandating luxuries, but by mandating hard work and individualism and the ideas that formed this country of it's a meritocracy. If you have what it takes, you're going to do it. You're going to make it. If you go to college and get a good education and you work hard, you should be able to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
Period, end of story. You should be able to get a job.
And
so what are you leaving the next generation? And how can we find solutions to the problems that are arising, especially here in Northern California, but nationwide?
Basically, what they're leaving to the next generation is the tab.
It's the tab. Well, I made a T-shirt for my son. He's 14 months old, and it says on the front, between the feds and California, he is $111,000 or $116,000 in debt.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got an idea of how to fix that, we really want to hear. So call us at 605-4567 or visit us online at kcnr1460.com. But it's getting worse, and it's getting worse because of CARB.
Well, CARB is one of the reasons that is hitting us. For those of you that don't know, the city of Reading is taking up the fight and trying to put a stop to CARB and really wants some explanation of the science that's going on with CARB. And some of the things that are going on, for those of you that don't know what CARB is now, it's the California Air Resources Board, and they have new mandates in place that are placed upon diesel engines for particulate filters. And this has led to massive expenses to our trucking industry, having to put out buying new trucks, updating engines. Absolutely no concern for the cost that's going to be passed on to the people, because if you hit the trucking companies with all of these expenses, they have to pass that cost on somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
They have to pass it on to their customers who they haul the freight for. Those customers have to haul it on to or pass it on to the people that purchase their products.
So if you buy gas, if you buy food, if you buy diapers for your kid, how do you think it gets here? Trucks.
Buy a truck. Yeah. The train doesn't go through Walmart and open up the boxcars and dump things off.
No.
You know, there's no landing strip out back at Target.
Mm-mm.
You know, it gets there by a truck. The entire nation of America moves by truck.
And that's a very unique thing here in the United States. For any of you who have traveled in Europe, of course, I was in Russia for about 7 months. They live off of rail lines.
Yeah. They do.
We don't live off rail lines. We are too big. We're too spread out. I mean, at least in Russia, you know, which is, of course, bigger than the United States, there's nothing going on, like, east of Moscow. There's, like, nothing out there. They've got one rail line that'll hit, you know, different, you know, towns on the way out, all the way, of course, the Siberian Railroad. But there's nothing out there. You don't have big cities. New York, Los Angeles, they're a little too far away to be connected by a straightaway rail
line. That's one of the things, actually, during the Cold War, when you looked over some of the strategic planning, it actually used to give the Soviets fits. Because whereas we could hit a couple of railheads and basically cripple the entire logistical system of the Soviet Union, they're sitting there trying to figure out how do we get 30 or 40 million trucks off the road. You can't do it with all of our roads and all of our things.
Yeah.
But we're kind of getting away from carbs.
Sorry. Yeah, yes, I know. You get either one of us. And this is how carb is very important for California and for the United States, because you can't just put it on a plane and fly it there. You can't just put it on a train and get it there. You got to drive it there.
And there has been absolutely no consideration for the human environment, which is required. What are we doing to our truckers? We're putting them out of business. And the ones that have been hardest hit.
Thousands of them.
Yeah.
Literally thousands. There was the elderly gentleman that was talking at our last, a gentleman came up to me at our town hall meeting here in, Reading, in January, and he was saying that he, is some sort of a dispatcher kind of idea for several trucking companies, and there are 1,200 truckers who will not come into California.
Well, there's whole companies
well, yes,
that won't come.
But those are
California.
Unaffiliated. They don't affiliate with companies. So it's like, could you imagine on top of that the actual companies?
Yeah, the ones that have been hit the hardest are the owner operators, the guys that own one truck or own, you know, two trucks. These guys have been devastated by this thing.
They're going to be regulated out of the economy. That's what California essentially does, is they make regulation monopolies.
They do.
The only people that can absorb these types of regulations are the big companies, Swift, for example.
Yeah, Swift or some of the big companies. And they can absorb those hits and keep going. You know, and then you've got other companies like Freightliner, Daimler that are okay with it right now because they're making money because they're selling new trucks. But it's causing devastation.
It is.
And come next year, we're really going to be in trouble because this is just the start of this thing.
Yeah.
We're looking at a 30 to 35% loss of freight capacity in California. We are the number one agricultural producer for our entire country. There's not enough trucks now to get it all out. And we're going to absorb a 35% hit.
And it's going to get worse.
And it's all based on junk science.
Yes.
We do have a caller.
So we'll go ahead and go to Matt real quick because we can get talking, as most of you have probably found out. Good morning, Matt. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, good morning. I'm doing okay. I just wanted to say I agree with you guys on what you're talking about. The overregulation is all about funding the government anymore and quashing the little guy because they don't want economic activity.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the far reaches of the conversation on environmentalism, they don't want us living in communities like Shasta County or Tehama County because they want this to be parkland. They want to minimize the human impact on the environment, and therefore any regulation that they can come up with that will hurt us in these communities, they promote as a solution to whatever problem. I don't have a problem with rules, but the problem we're facing now is the government is creating rules simply to fund themselves, which is why there's no money for the roads, but they can give themselves a pay raise. In fact, they can impose all these regulations on small businesses, and most of these people don't even have a clue.
You're preaching Jesus to the choir on that one, boss. You really are.
Yeah, rules are essential to a good society. I mean, everybody has to have rules, but it's when those rules start harming people, truly and truly harming people, that's where you have to draw the line.
Yeah, and we don't need rules at a pace of, you know, 800 new ones a year just out of the state of California.
Yeah.
And
we've got like, I didn't mean to cut you off, but we have like 500 and something unelected bureaucratic agencies in this state.
Yes.
And that's the problem. And most of them are so completely corrupt that upon a legitimate investigation, if the grand jury ever grew a pair and did something besides verbally chastise these people, most of these government agencies would disappear because I think there's a principle we should steal from the left. They have this philosophy, justify your existence kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We should apply that to the government, force them to justify the rules. And I don't mean hiding corruption, because this government is so massively corrupt at this point that
it is.
Within our generation, I expect the people will have to defend themselves physically from the bureaucratic establishment because they don't answer to us.
Well, why do you think they're trying to take away your guns that fast?
Well, that's why
I agree. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when it comes down to it, you look at Brazil and other countries that massive gang problems. It's not hard to manufacture a gun.
Look at what's going on in Venezuela right now and the people that are trying to overthrow a authoritarian government there. You know, and the things that are going on. And that's what people need to understand. This is why we are fighting so hard. This is why we are after this tooth and nail, because if we cannot get this turned around civilly, I am really worried about what the future looks like. It's not going to be pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody that looks at what's going on, draw the logical conclusion to the end of the timeline. What happens then?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a pretty answer.
Well, as a historian, the political atmosphere that we have currently in the United States is very similar to what was going on in the 1850s. And, of course, we all know what happened in 1861. But we will go ahead and talk a little bit more about this. We have to hit a break. I'm real sorry, Matt. We got to go.
No, it's all right. I support the Jefferson State because that would return local control to these decisions. And we can have these debates in our community. But when you have people that are pushing these regulations that don't have the truth in their heart, they just want the power, it's kind of hard because it's all about deception anymore. You guys have a pleasant day.
All right.
You too. And if you have any more questions, comments, call in at 605-4567 or visit us online at kcnr1460.com.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is the Mouse and the Bear. We are in for Carl Bott this morning.
For possibly the last time.
For possibly the last time. He hasn't called yet, so maybe he has no clue what we're doing. We're having way too much fun. A word from one of our sponsors. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. They're a full-service jewelry store providing the finest selection of jewelry in Northern California. Again, another local business that you guys can go out and support. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, or you can call them at 222-2750. And again, they are called Four Winds Jewelry.
And it looks like we got a caller right off the bat to start things
off. We do, and he's nothing but trouble. Good morning, Terry.
Hey. You guys are great this morning.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, love the paper. Love the paper. Love the paper.
Sweet.
Good.
I just wanted to let, of course, Red, I know what a big A's fan you are. I want to let you know that there's a sequel to Moneyball.
Is there really?
Yeah, it's called Mayor Ball. How to make money on the backs of the taxpayer.
There you go. To fund your baseball team.
You like that?
I do.
Good. I thought you could probably use that also. Just want to say one more time about tomorrow night at the Elks Lodge in Red Bluff. We will be having a town hall, and there will be the featured speakers of Mark Baird, Tom Knorr, and some little blonde mouse, some great big red bear.
Yeah, we might know a couple of
those. We're going to have a lot
of
fun tomorrow night, but it'll be really, really good in getting a lot of information. And the Shasta Lantern will be available out there tomorrow night with a lot of other great things.
So it's
a pretty exciting event, and we just encourage everyone to come out to Red Bluff tomorrow night to the Elks Lodge.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It ought to be a good time.
The town halls are always fun.
You got any questions about the state of Jefferson? That's the place to come and get answers.
It is.
And I figured that I'd treat the two of you to Mayor Ball. We could go watch the movie. I don't know if we'd be able to stomach any popcorn or not, but we could try. Huh?
I'm just waiting until we get a minor league ball club and we put them under the sundial dome here in Reading.
Yeah, that's, you knew that was in the works. I wonder who's funding that one. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, boy. Well, yeah. You know what that always means, my friend.
Yeah.
Always means us, the taxpayer, doesn't it?
I know. Yeah. We're just looking for a place to build the new Sundial Dome Coliseum somewhere that Missy MacArthur has land next to for the parking lot.
Well, the thing is if we did that, too, the nice thing about it is the fact that Francie Sullivan would probably want to move to the state of Jefferson if we built them in the state of Jefferson because we'd have a major league team.
Well, that's true. Mm-hmm. I think it would have to be the Giants, though. She's a Giants person, and I'm a Giants fan until you're playing my A's.
We could be the Jefferson Gigantors.
Oh, I like that, Kayla.
Mm-hmm.
That would be good.
That's really good.
Oh, you're so clever this morning.
You are.
And just to throw the A's in there real quick, I am a huge A's fan, and my guy Coco Crisp last night, bottom of the 12th inning, walk-off home run. That's A's heart attack baseball for you, and I love it. So.
Yeah, that's good. I was really happy for you when I heard that.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, too, tomorrow night, when we're answering people's questions, we really do have the answers for most questions. And, you know, what you two have talked about this morning about elected officials and the corruption, I mean, it's just, Robert, you're so correct. It's treason what that guy did. What
it
in
is.
The heck is going on with our country? If you're an elected official, you are now, are we America anymore? Are we the United States anymore? Do we the people have a say anymore?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really and truly, talk about the time for the 51st state. I mean, things are going to pop here.
Yeah, because I guarantee you in the state of Jefferson, we will have a constitution that can hold our officials accountable for malfeasance. You're not going to get suspended without pay.
If you intend
on being corrupt in the state of Jefferson, I suggest you pick a different one of the states because this is not going to be the place.
Move a little further south.
Yeah.
So according to that elected official, this wouldn't be an ambiguous document?
No,
it would. You know, although I don't think we have the capabilities to get much more clear and concise than the Constitution of the United States of America.
Yeah.
So I don't know that we could generate anything that this particular person would consider not generic, other than his own opinion.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Boy, there's a lot of guessing with that one, isn't there?
Yep.
There is. I mean, you know, What could you possibly mean? It's open to interpretation.
My question is tomorrow night,
and great job, a lot of fun. Shasta Lantern, guys.
Yep.
The alternative to the left wing.
Rag.
Bye, guys.
All right. See you later.
So, tomorrow night,
mm-hmm.
got any questions about the state of Jefferson, Elks Lodge, 6 p.m. in Red Bluff, that is the place to be.
And it's not just, you know, a lot of people think, oh, town hall, man, they're going to have speakers, it's going to be a formal thing. But it's really not that formal. We're milling about in the crowd at the beginning. Mm-hmm. We're usually there about an hour early. So if you don't want to ask your question in front of everybody, we're easy to find.
And our speakers, we have learned to be mm-hmm. short and amazing because yes. the greatest process of the work gets done in the
question and answer. Yeah,
come
I mean,
ask your questions. Come tell us we don't know what we're talking about.
Please do
maniacs.
So. We love it when people do that because it actually opens up a discussion. As I was talking to Dan Fagan earlier this week, I think it was on Monday, I love it when people have questions. I love it when people come up to me and they're like, I'm not sure about the State of Jefferson thing because, well, what about pensions or what about, you know, the real estate market? What about jobs? What about this and that? Because then you can actually talk about how the State of Jefferson can fix those things. You can hear their sides of the story. And, you know, quite honestly, I've had people come up to me with really awesome ideas that I never would have heard if they hadn't asked me a question, if we hadn't actually sat down and been able to talk about all the opportunities that the State of Jefferson really has for folks. And you know what? You're at the ground floor right now. You have the ability to influence the people who may be able to create this for you. This isn't a bunch of power-hungry people going, oh, I'm going to have my own pension plan that's going to, you know, sustain me in my next six generations. This is people who want to create something that we can all say is ours and then go back to their ranches and their farms and their jobs and say, I've done what I needed to do.
Yeah,
my eternal vigilance is going to take a break for the next couple weeks, and I'm going to go on vacation, and, you know, we're good.
Yeah, and that's all these people say, well, what is this going to look like? What is that going to look like? What are we going to do about this?
Mm-hmm.
You have the answer, because what do you want it to look like? You, the people.
What will happen when your vote finally counts?
Yeah, you get to decide. Imagine, and people are so indoctrinated by the way that things are now, is they can't even get out of the box of going, wow, you mean we could really do what we want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's what the State of Jefferson is about, is representation that does what you, the people, want it to do.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want your tax rate to be? What do you want this to look like? Mm-hmm. What do you want the pensions to look like? You actually get to decide.
Yeah.
Get that California thinking out of your head.
And that's the thing is I found with a lot of people that go, well, in California, dot, dot, dot. Well, that's nice. We don't say, well, in Great Britain, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
We don't go, well, in Nevada, dot, dot, dot. We don't go, well, in New Jersey, dot, dot, dot. We go, what's the local economy doing? What, mm-hmm. you know, cause, you know, the truth of the matter is that the federal government gives a lot of money to California, which California then gives to the North State. The money isn't generated in California necessarily. It comes from the federal government, but California still takes that and say, well, we gave that to you.
Mm-hmm.
So the money
you
would still come.
You mean our elected officials lie?
Whoa.
No.
No, 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 no. That would mean they're like criminals or something.
Yeah, weird. No, they have way too much
happen.
Integrity for that.
No, this is California, dude.
You think Leland Lee reported his gun running profits on his taxes?
Oh, of course. If you pay taxes.
Yeah, probably not.
I even paid taxes.
You might pay taxes in Hong Kong. I don't know. No.
Yeah,
anyways, we've got to run off to another break. And
we'll be back for our last 15 minutes after that. So call in 605-4567 or visit us online, kcnr1460.com. We'll be right back.
Ted Leidy here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Are you tired of renewing your CCW in a boring classroom with the same old worn-out curriculum? Make the change this year to NFI's Range Renewal Program. Renew your CCW permit on a live range with NRA-certified instructors. You need 100 cartridges and the desire to become a better marksman. Find out more by calling NFI at 999-1822 or register on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a salute to the veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. Special upgrades are available if reserved by November 30th. That also means a low deposit of $200 per cabin. So give us a call right away.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans. Choice of soup or salad and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I almost said the Jefferson City one. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Again, we're in for Carl Bott. This is the Mouse and the Bear.
And the last segment is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. Looking for a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV? Look no further than Reading Crown Motors, your Ford, Dodge, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Why go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue to make the best deal in the North State on your new vehicle? Not only great deals, but an outstanding service department. They really are, too. Reading Crown Motors, 223-2177. Mm-hmm. A fixture of the North State for years here.
Mm-hmm.
Another one of those local agencies.
Well, I believe it's Crown Motors that got the deal for RPD on their new Interceptors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they matched the contract needed in order to get the seven. Well, I think it's seven.
Yeah.
Seven new vehicles for RPD.
Yeah, and they worked very hard. Chief Paletti said Crown Motors worked very hard to get the city of Reading the best deal that they could.
Mm-hmm.
And from the numbers we saw, it looked pretty reasonable, really.
Yeah.
So
if you're looking for a vehicle, head down there. And, yeah, I know that our family's bought a lot of vehicles from there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're really, really good service. But we've been talking today about a lot of different stuff. I think it really comes down to power. I think the whole crux of the show comes down to once you taste power, you don't want to let go. And it takes a very special kind of individual, a George Washington kind of individual, mm-hmm. to be able to hold the leashes of that power. I mean, he could have been the king. And he said, but I want to go home. I've done what I needed to do. I'm going to pass this off to the next person.
Yeah, but the thing is, too, is ultimately it's we the people who hold the leash.
It is, and... You can't give too much slack. When the puppy's running free, you know, don't let him maul the small child.
Yeah, you know, some of your dogs can be trusted to sit by your side, and some of them need a choker.
Shock collars. I know our dog did.
Yeah.
It really does come down to power on the type of individuals that you elect. And I think there is some truth to the people who generally run for office are the type A personalities, the go-getters, the people who want to accumulate the wealth, and they really want better. I think there's something to be said for that. Not too many people go into public office because they're bored. I think a lot of local officials probably do that a little bit, though. The more local you get, the more they're like, well, you know, I have the time to do it. I think I'll go do that. Locally, I think you get more of that. But I don't mind that at all.
We have some good people.
Oh, yeah.
Even some of the people that I don't agree with, I think we have some good people that actually
they still
care.
Want what's best, even if it's not what we view as best.
And then there's some that are simply out for their own self-aggrandizement and feathering their own nests.
Yes.
And you know who you are. You know exactly
you know
who
you we're talking about.
So, and you're on the list.
We're watching you. Yeah. But what, and, but the other side of that is you have your elected officials, and that's where we, the people, actually have a say. We can vote them out.
Mm-hmm.
We can indict them for crimes that they're committing. But then you have these things called COGs.
Yes. Councils of government. Actually, the
or your unelected committees.
Yeah, your appointed committees. Actually, back during the Cold War, they used to call them Soviets. No, that's actually
they
the,
did. Yeah,
that's actually the definition of a council of government is,
yeah,
is
a Soviet.
And these are the people that are making the decisions, that are coming up with these regulations, that are passing these regulations. It's not anybody that you elect. It's not anybody that's accountable to the citizens. They're accountable to our elected officials marginally because they're the ones that are holding the purse strings. But basically, we have all of these boards and these agencies and all of these things.
And all the subsets of those.
Yeah, that are accountable to no one except the shareholders. And I'm still trying to find out how you become a shareholder.
Yeah.
I have not been able to figure out how you become a shareholder, like in the wolf in reintroduction thing.
Yeah.
You know, you got the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and I believe the Sierra Club and.
Oh, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure exactly, but there's these different shareholders or stakeholders. Sorry. Not a shareholder.
A stakeholder.
A stakeholder. Same thing.
Yeah.
So how do you become one of those? I really want to know. And when you have a government agency that is non-elected working hand in hand with a corporation or what you would call a public interest, a public-private partnership, the definition of that is fascism.
Yes. You have to be very careful. When you hear things like private-public partnership, it might sound like it's all good and hunky-dory and that people are just trying to make the world better, but it's palm greasing.
It is.
It is. It's just palm greasing. And the problem with it is you can't let a foothold of that happen because just like what happened 70, 80 years ago, you know, if you enact something as law, it's not going to be the same thing that you wanted it to be.
No.
When you go down the road every year, it's going to change just a little bit more. And as new generations come in, they're going to change it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what's going to happen.
And do yourselves a favor. If you're really concerned about your government, if you really care what's going on in this country, go look at the history of Germany in 1935, 1936, 1937. A lot of times people go, how did the Nazis ever get in power? You want to know where they started? Environmental regulations.
They did.
The first laws passed through the Reichstag were environmental laws. And they made up all of these things. Their very first law was the Wolf Protection Act. The German wolf was protecting that. And it actually got so bad that the Nazis were able to take over the transportation industry in Germany because of how they regulated how animals were transported to market. That's how they started. And they seized the reins of power by using environmental laws. And I'm going to tell you right now that all of this environmental nonsense is the greatest hoax perpetrated against people since everybody was convinced the earth was flat.
Yes.
It's that bad.
Well, my dad was telling me just yesterday or the day before that the UN has now named cow farts as the number one reason for global warming.
Hmm.
Okay, which is not really anything new. That's kind of old science. But they found four new gases in the atmosphere that causes global warming as well. Four new ones. So here we go again, guys. But the UN's recommendation is because it's cow farts that are causing most of the methane gas – that people should become vegans. So you're going to have a war on beef.
Yeah, and why is that? I mean, why is the UN really doing that? Because cows are killing the atmosphere? Every creature on this planet farts. It's been farting since the beginning of time, and it hasn't killed the atmosphere.
No.
Actually, there's algae in the ocean and in our water supply that produces way more gases than that, but you don't see them attacking algae.
Well, a volcano.
Yeah. Okay. So then you have to start looking at the agenda behind all of this. What are they
who
really
wants this
to?
And what will it eventually do?
What is easier to be sustainable?
Mm-hmm.
Growing vegetables or growing vegetables to feed beef? It doesn't have anything to do with the environment. It's about being able to control the food supply.
Mm-hmm.
And
when somebody controls your food supply, they control you.
Yeah, the
comes
only,
down to power.
The only thing more dangerous to someone controlling your food supply is somebody controlling your health care.
And your food supply. Yeah. Yeah. Don't get me started on that one.
Yeah, which is another example. Stand up for yourselves. Mm-hmm. Be Americans. Be proud to be an American. Be that red-blooded, you know, America. We are the greatest. We are the greatest nation there is. And remember that as an American, you can't be stopped.
Yeah.
You can't. We have never been stopped by anything.
We only stop
lives.
When we stop ourselves.
That's it. That is the only thing that has ever stopped America is ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And stop doing it.
Well, the way I see it is if we've had 250 some odd years of Americanism without having universal health insurance, without having environmental laws. I mean, granted, I'm not advocating that we all go work in a coal mine and have small children, you know, fixing our looms. I mean, for Pete's sake. But we've made it this far. Why are we turning our backs on everything that got us here? That's the thing that I don't understand is the American spirit really and truly is a very unique thing. It really is. If you travel the world, you see it everywhere. And we had a gentleman from New Zealand talking to us on Monday, and I've never heard such pro-American things from Americans lately, you know, and it just, you know, so go out today. We're at the end of the show. We're going to get run off here. But, you know, be proud to be an American.
Yeah, go
there's
out
nothing
there,
wrong with that. Go eat meat.
Be proud. Have a little
go
apple
a
pie, a little Chevrolet, watch a baseball game,
yes.
Wave that American flag, and remember that we are the greatest people on the planet for a reason.
We are, and
don't
Carl will be back on Monday, so you don't have to hear us, but listen to us tomorrow.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Thomason in Washington. With a harsh winter now in the rearview mirror, hiring is picking up. Employers added 192,000 jobs last month. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says it wasn't only employment that suffered over the past few months.
We know the winter caused a lot of problems. So people didn't get out and shop. Some car purchases were delayed. But we're now going to have to really hope that there's an acceleration in springtime.
The unemployment rate held steady at 6.7% in March. Last week's deadly fire at a Boston brownstone that killed two firefighters. Investigators say it began with sparks from a welding operation.
The fire ignited. It's an older wooden building. It's probably dried out. The fire got rolling. It was fed by the wind off the Charles and ultimately consumed the whole building.
Fire Commissioner John Hassan. Authorities say the fire was not intentional. They have not decided whether anyone will face charges. Also at SRN News.